All year, we talking about the season of Defenders.
Nerd soul.
Late Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah, we're about to get into another wonderful episode of On Screen, and we are breaking down the whole season of Marvel Netflix Defenders. So how do I feel about it? I'd have to say, this is solid. This was a solid miniseries. I'm glad that we got it. I feel like everything was kind of like done with purpose. Everybody was brought together well. They kind of made sure everybody got their little piece of shine in this. I feel good about the direction that the Marvel Netflix, you know, kind of like universe is going, because we know that this is kind of like, they know about the MCU, but they have their own issues and problems on the street level. And I feel like they've done a very good job up until this point and are really doing well showing us where they might go. Now, of course, you have your bumps in the road, but for the most part, I think this miniseries has come off very good. First good thing I'll talk about is mostly the acting. I was really worried about how this would play off, especially with, you know, Iron Fist. So recent in our minds. And it didn't really come off, it didn't really hit me like I expected it to. And I think a lot of other people may agree that it didn't really impress us like we expected to be impressed. You know, after like, especially Daredevil and Daredevil season 2, Luke Cage, even Jessica Jones, even though it's hard for me to root for a character that's the type of character she is, she had a lot of bright spots in her series. And Iron Fist just seemed to really fall flat for me. And I was wondering how the acting would be, but I think they did a great job of making the characters relate to each other, but also have their, you know, their rough spots where they didn't really get along too much. Stick was on point. You know, Weaver's character was on point. Even learning about the hand and like the other fingers, and that Madame Gao wasn't the only one, it was so much more and so much deeper. Elektra coming back and her figuring out kind of like that she had a past life, and the way she acted, her facial expressions, you know, even the, what we would call our supporting characters like Claire, Misty Knight, Colleen Wing, they all came to play. And I was very excited about something like this that seemed to be taken serious on all levels. And one of the most important levels is the pacing. This show only had 8 episodes to get it done. And, you know, when you have a mini series, it's kind of condensed. You always wonder if we're going to lose something or miss something. But I think the pacing was done extremely well. Everybody got their time. And what got the most time is figuring out how the hand worked, you know, or how it's working now, at least. And I really appreciate what they put together to make sure that we got enough time with our villains, we got enough time with our heroes, and that each hero kind of had their particular perspective represented very well on this show. You know, you had Iron Fist, who was still kind of coming to grips with being the Iron Fist and, you know, what he's lost. He's kind of still living out that whole my parents were killed thing, and he's kind of coming to grips with actually being the Iron Fist, actually having that responsibility. You have Luke Cage coming back, wanting to get right back into the hero role, right back into helping the community, right back into just being that symbol of hope for his neighborhood. You have Daredevil, where he's more of a, in a situation where it's like, yo man, should I pick the suit up again? Like, you know, I put it down to make other people happy, but this is really what I love to do. And lastly, we have our intrepid detective that really shined for me this season. Like, regardless of how I feel about her attitude and how they write her, I love the fact that we got into her being more of an investigator, a detective. I love seeing her looking up like the company records. I love seeing her check out footage and stuff. There was a lot about this show that was directed towards the investigation, which I really, really loved. And that investigation allowed us to get a lot of intrigue, which I really enjoyed. You have these 4 characters that are being drawn together without knowing it. And of course, we know it, we're watching it, but to see them go through it is very interesting, especially when they get to the restaurant and they start to put two and two together, or I guess one and one and one and one together. But you know what I mean. They're putting all these threads that they've been following together, and it's like, oh, you were looking for such and such. Well, I'm looking for this, and you're looking. And it was just really cool to see how they broke it down and how they analyzed their own information. And I loved the whole, like when Daredevil and Jessica Jones went to visit the young girl and they found out the plans and the piano. Just those, I guess, the hard work moments of being a hero. You know, the investigation part, the figuring out the plot part. Those stuff I really appreciated. I really love how they put together that whole detective vibe. But of course, you know, this show would be nothing. This would not be the Marvel Netflix without fight scenes. And as far as the fight scenes go, I'm satisfied. I wasn't blown away with all of them, but I was very satisfied because we had some very bright spots where even Iron Fist kind of redeemed himself, because I thought a lot of his fight scenes in his series were a little lackluster. But in this series, we didn't go to the level of like Daredevil season 2, but we got a lot of solid fight scenes. My one issue is that, you know, you heard in the episodes where I was tired of seeing them fight in the dark so much. And I know you gotta hide like stunt men and women and stuff like that, but sometimes it's like, yo, I'm just seeing bodies. But I really enjoyed a lot of the action that went on, like the cars, you know, the people getting flipped and thrown through windows and glass, and it was really cool. The sword work in there was on point. Like, I think this was solid. It wasn't Marvel's best outing as far as action, but it was definitely up to par. So with everything together, the cool acting, how I feel about it, the pacing that went so well, the intriguing part of the detective work that I really loved, the action, the fight scenes that were definitely on point, that hallway scene, which I thought we were gonna get another hallway kind of one-shot type scene, but we didn't. But all in all, I really enjoyed this show. I think it's a great addition to Marvel Netflix, and I'm very interested to see where they go from here, especially with the interpersonal relationships that they've now built up. So, for me to you, I gotta give this joint 4 stars. That's right, I really enjoyed this season. Season was a ball, it was a blast, you had fight scenes, we learned more about the hand, Colleen Wing got hers in, Misty Knight got hers in, we found out about the future of like Hogarth, Paige, Foggy, all of this stuff, as well as kind of like Claire, Luke, Jessica Jones, Daredevil and Paige. You got to figure out what Colleen and Iron Fist were doing. There was so much that we got on a character level that I think is very valuable as far as the story's going forward. And I really, really enjoyed it. I thought this was very well put together and very well thought and very well paced. So, what do you guys think about the next phase? What do you think we're gonna see, especially coming from Punisher's point of view? What are we gonna see the next time we see Jessica Jones, or the next time we see Iron Fist, or Daredevil, or Luke Cage? Also, how do you feel about Marvel Netflix going forward? You know, do you think we're in good hands? We had a little stumbles here and there, but for the most part, we've been solid in a very tight ship. Also, are you excited for Punisher? Because I am. So guys, holler at me, I'm gonna holler at you. Down in them comments, let me know what you thought about this season of Marvel's The Defenders. So dope, I had a ball, a great time watching this. I'm glad that you guys watched it with me. Whether you watched all the episodes or just jumped here, I'm glad you're happy. And I'm glad that you have it, and I'm glad we're together just enjoying it, because it's the bomb. Anyway, of course, before I bounce, I gotta tell you to hit up thatnerdsoul.com. That's right, check me out. All my videos are there, from the oldest, newest, latest, greatest, and all that. Then hit up shop.thatnerdsoul.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt player. And don't forget to get one of them playettes. Then come back here, like, comment, subscribe, and share that Nerd Soul. That's right, there is no better way that I can tell people that you like what you are watching. And LA, what up? VA, what up? RVA, you got my heart. And please be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. And remember, the next time you have to defend anybody, the next time there's an earthquake in your area, the next time you see a member of the hand, run. Peace.